The biggest majority of Ireland players are still there, bar maybe three or four young fellas that came in. It'll be their first final, but hopefully they rise to the occasion and the nerves doesn't get the better. But the biggest majority of that team's still there.
Does that ease the nerve situation? Does it make it a little bit easier to prepare to know what you're going to face into?
As regards the game and that, you still have your sort of butterflies or your pre-match nerves, but once the ball's running, like, it doesn't take long for them to go. Like, you'd be saying there's something wrong if you didn't have a bit of nerves, maybe, you know.
Talk to me about the championship. You know, everybody's saying you lost your first game, you were going badly in the league, you know, and at that stage nobody back in May was saying that Linswilly were going to be in the final. Where did the change come about?
We struggled in the league. We always seem to struggle in the league, even years we won the championship. We just have, with the boys at the county and stuff, and injuries and that. Like, a couple of days we couldn't field the reserve team, we were short. We had to take reserve players up. Thankfully they came up and fair play to them and that. And we played Dardra then, and Michael got injured in the first 5 minutes, so he was playing with one leg, and we lost that. And we sort of, after that Dare game, it was all knockout football, and we seemed to do well.
You got a couple of months break at least.
To get a few men back, and we sort of got a few younger players up, and we trained them, and they started to push on, you know, and a few of them starting there now, and they're a huge help. And then with the boys coming back, Neil came back to the Dunloe game, they steadied things up around the middle, and as I say, we always seem to do well when our back's against the wall, knock out football, and we sort of pushed on. We scraped over the line for a few games, and even Malin the last day, it was touch and go, but semi-finals, I suppose, is there just to get over the line, and thankfully we did.
Your champagne performance, I suppose, was against McCool's in the quarter-final.
That McCool's was probably the best performance, but we still conceded, I think we conceded 1-10 from play, like, and 10 scoreable frees we gave away, like, so we knew we had a lot of stuff to work on too, against the so-called better teams. Like, if you give that away, whatever else they score from play, like, you're never going to outscore them, so we had a lot of things to work on at the same time.
Yeah, learned a lot from that game, so.
Yeah, learned a huge lot. Like, we needed to tighten up a defence as well as not giving away fouls, like, because if you give away 10 scoreable frees against the likes of Clare, like, you're going to be out of sight. So as well as winning well, we had a lot of stuff to work on too, and we learned a lot from it, right? Mm.
And obviously Malin was a tough game, you know, put you to the sword for maybe for a long period in the game.
Aye, well, anyone outside of the two teams was saying, oh, it'll be easy and it'll whatever, but we played Malin down through the years in relegation games, and like, Malin's always a tough team, and you can ask anyone, like, if you won, you're going to come out at sore. Malin's a good physical team, and the fast pacey forwards, like, and we knew it was always going to be tight, and 5-5 at half time, we thought maybe we had the breeze, we could have pushed on, but after about 10 or 15 minutes of the second half, we knew it was going to go to the wire, like, and thankfully we got a couple of scores near the end, and we got over the line, and we're happy enough just to win a semi-final.
I spoke to you after that game, and you were happy to be over the line, but as you say yourself, but you weren't happy with the performance, and you reckoned you need an awful lot of improvements if you're going to challenge Kilcare.
Yeah, definitely. Like, scoring 9 points probably wouldn't even be good enough the way Kilcare's racking up scores. 5 goals and something, and they're scoring goals for fun, like, so you need to be, we just need to tighten up at the defence a good bit after them couple of games, and we need to be more clinical up front. I think we had 13 wides against Malin as well, and you can only afford to have 2 or 3 wides max if you're going to beat a team like Kilcare. You need everything going right for you in the day, you know.
Yeah, obviously they are the form team, you know. They put in a big performance against Niamh Connell in the semi-final, you know, scored, what, 5-10 or something. You know, they really, really play a very fast, expansive, pacey game.
Yeah, they're flying. I think if you check the records of the year, I think they've lost 2 games out of all the games they played, league and championship, and they were 2 starred games. They're unbeaten with their full team. And the way they play, they're lightning quick and pacey. And as I say, any other team, you'd have to watch 2 or 3 men or three or four men. Mm. They have men from half back, midfield, half forward, on every line that you have to watch. Like, so it's going to be a huge ask, like, to stop all them runners and that. So
everybody asks, they're going to make Kilcare, or are making Kilcare favourites, but they all is a but. And that but is, you know, if Glenswilly play Michael inside and play Copper up alongside him, you know, and get enough ball in, that you can wreak damage too.
Yeah, well, hopefully. As I say, it's all right scoring, but you need to keep the scores out at the other end. Like, we could still rack up a big score, but you have to keep them out at the other end. Like, I don't think we're ever going to score 5-11 or 5-10, so we need to cut their score in half, and we need to score like we never did before, you know, to get over the line. So it's going to be a big ask, so hopefully we can pull it off.
So I get the impression that the Glenswilly trademark defensive system is going to definitely be in place.
Well, I suppose you take every game as it comes, and every team's different. You set up as you have to against teams, but Kilkear, the way they're running, you'll need to just put a plan in place and hopefully try and stop them.